KFYO, good morning. It's 7:39 with Tom and Laura. Congressman Randy Neugebauer on the line with us. Glad to see that you're out working like the rest of us on Veterans Day.
Absolutely. Whenever Tom and Laura on duty, Randy Neugebauer is on duty as well.
We appreciate that. Hey, what we'd like to do is to all the veterans, just a huge, huge thank you today. And, my dad was passed, and he was a World War II vet. My father-in-law was a Vietnam vet.
Mm-hmm.
What you got going on today, Randy? I know you're involved in some activities in Abilene today that are pretty special.
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of been, a Veterans Weekend. It started off Friday night. Dan and I had the opportunity to go to the Purple Heart Banquet here in Lubbock, and that was very well attended event and very emotional. Had some Purple Heart folks there, had a Medal of Honor winner, Doc Ballard, and the Congressional Gold Medal. That's a pretty big deal. And
then
sat at a table with Dana Bowman, private first class. He's the guy that has the two steel legs, and he parachuted, if you had an opportunity to watch the Texas Tech Kansas State game on Saturday, he's the guy that parachuted into Jones Stadium. He was a former Golden Knight. And anyway, it's been kind of a Veterans Weekend. And today I'm headed to Abilene, and at 11 o'clock we'll be at Abilene Christian University, where they're going to have a service there to remember our veterans and pray for our active duty military. And then really a special opportunity, Tom and Laura, after lunch, we'll be going to visit the Francisco Loza family. And he's a WW2 vet, unfortunately has passed away, but it was determined that there were some medals that he had never received, a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. And so my staff was able to track that down for the family, and we have those medals. And so today after lunch, we'll present those medals to the Loza family, and we're really looking forward to that. So,
awesome.
It is. And, one of the things that, Laura, that I think our people do a lot of things that work in my congressional office. And one of the things that we do, we work very hard for veterans, whether it's down at the Big Spring Hospital, or just like this family with, checking on medals or checking on benefits. And so always encourage our vets, to, if they're having some issues, to contact our office.
Sure.
Hey, Randy, go ahead and give us your office phone number in Lubbock just for posterity.
Sure. It's 763-1611. That's 763-1611. Or you can go to my website at randy.house.gov. That's randy.house.gov. And there's also information, about veterans on my website as well. And we get a number of calls almost on a daily basis from veterans, either, they're checking on their benefits, or, something's not gotten processed in time, or, family or veterans, wanting to check on their lost medals, or, just all of those kind of issues. We're there to work for them.
Hey, I can tell you that, finding those medals and verifying eligibility and making that presentation after all these years, even though Mr. Loza has passed, wow, that's just the right thing to do. And I can say that's truthfully taxpayer dollars hard at work. 7:42, we'll be back with Congressman Neugebauer in just a couple of minutes. KFYO 7:47, Tom and Laura on Monday. Easy while you're traveling around. Just a reminder quickly, one lane of Marcy Sharp westbound at about Quaker Avenue. So might want to avoid that this morning. And we're going to have traffic issues there probably for the next couple of weeks anyway, as they get those repairs done. Congressman Neugebauer is on the line. Welcome back to the program, sir. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you, Tom.
Good. Hey, it's Veterans Day. Real quick, Randy, wanted to mention one of the benefits that's available for veterans if they served in wartime. Didn't have to be on the front line, didn't have to be anything. And families of veterans, like the surviving spouses, it's called aid and attendance. And if you have not heard of that, you can look it up. But if you have any medical issues or need assistance in living, and you're a veteran or the surviving spouse of a wartime veteran, this is available to you. And, you know, there are a lot of different people that...
I thought it was just for veterans. It's also for their spouses?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one guy, Randy, that's real knowledgeable about this is an elder law attorney. I don't know if you've ever met Nathan Ziegler, but this guy's on top of it. He's on the ball.
Yeah, I know Nathan well. And, you know, I think, Tom, what you're bringing up is a very important issue. A lot of times veterans or those people that have served in the past don't really know about all of the benefits that are available to them. And, you know, so that's a reason, you know, we encourage folks to, you know, contact our office. You know, one of the things that it's a little thing, but it's a special thing, is, you know, some of our veterans are eligible for military service at the funeral. You know, they can call our office, family members can call our office, you know, and check on the eligibility of that. So there's just a lot of things that we not only owe, but we want to make sure that those people that have served, you know, get all of the benefits that they've so justly earned.
Yeah, good point. My dad was a WW2 vet, like I was saying, and he actually had, he was not a career military man, but you don't have to be a career military person to get some of that recognition.
You do not, and I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. And so, again, it's an easy call to our office at that 763-1611 number, you know, just to check on it. Just say, you know what, I don't know whether I qualify for this or that, or here's my situation. Are there anything as a former military member or veteran, is there something that, you know, that I'm eligible for? And we'd be glad to, you know, to track that down for them.
Hey, we're going to go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back with Congressman Nagebauer. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Iranian nuclear situation, what is or is not happening. Right now it is 7:51. Good morning. Good morning, Lubbock's First News, 7:54, with Collins Mack on Monday, foggy and 50 degrees. Kind of weird outside. It's one
I
of those.
Like it.
It's one of those.
A little moisture in the
one
air.
One of those duck hunting mornings.
Yeah,
I'm kind of thinking.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those days where you feel like you should be out sitting in the mud with a shotgun somewhere. What do you think, Randy?
I think that's a good plan.
I have never felt that way, but you guys go ahead.
You know what?
Well,
hey,
I can see that with you. Yes.
Whenever it's foggy like this.
Uh huh.
You know, there are a handful of people that I get visuals on, Uncle Cy and Joe Biden walking out on their porches and firing their shotguns off into the fog just because.
Oh, great.
Okay, what do we got, Randy? We have inaction or action on all this Iranian nuclear stuff. You know, really no surprise that there are more questions than answers relative to this issue.
That's right. And what's prompted all this is these sanctions that we've all been imposing on Iran are beginning to hurt. I mean, basically, it's crippling their economy. They've got high unemployment, and, you know, they're struggling financially as a country. And so they're wanting out from under these sanctions. And so they've offered up that, you know, that they want to enter into, you know, some kind of an arms agreement. And so there's been negotiations going on. You know, it remains to be seen as to what kind of agreement is reached. And secondly, an agreement that actually begins to curtail particularly their nuclear program and enriching uranium, but also then the verification part. And that, to me, Tom, is the most important part, is that if we begin to relax these sanctions, we need to be darn sure that one, we have a strong agreement, and one, that's an agreement that we can verify that's being, you know, followed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. As a matter of fact, it might be an idea to turn the heat up.
Well, and that's not a bad idea. I mean, if they're beginning to, you know, show the fact that these sanctions are causing pain in their country, I think we certainly should be negotiating a very good and very tough agreement, because for Iran to have a nuclear capability is a huge threat, not only to the region, but really a threat globally, because what we do know is Iran could then begin to export that. So this is not an issue not to be taken very seriously, and obviously we're watching to see how it plays out. It's also probably it's kind of also complicating the timing of this is that we're trying to work out a deal between Israel and Palestine, and they're a little nervous about us negotiating a little bit with Iran, and then because obviously all of that Middle East area is a very complex part of the world. So we'll see how that plays out. I think there were some high expectations earlier in the week last week or towards the weekend. I think those expectations have been lowered just a little bit, and we'll see how it plays out this week and the next.
Yeah.
Is it because of there are certain areas that Iran is not agreeing to people going in and inspecting?
Well, I think it's that, and then it's to what extent that we're going to limit their nuclear program. What they've always said is this is really about, producing nuclear reactors so that they can produce electricity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have reason to believe from our intelligence that they're enriching uranium past what you would actually need for a nuclear reactor, mm-hmm. and it would be more of weapons grade, as they refer to it. So those are the kind of things that we will certainly need to verify.
Hey, Congressman, got about a minute or so left. Where are we at, actually 40 seconds, where are we at with the Affordable Care Act? What's happening, realistically?
Well, the wheels are falling off of it, and it seems like every week we learn more about it, and the president's scrambling around trying to figure out how to, apologize for not keeping his promise. But now what we're hearing is he's looking for some various fixes, and one of the fixes is to increase the subsidy. And we're hearing that that's going to cost somebody a big number. We haven't heard how the president plans to pay for it.
Well, isn't that the new subsidies that they're proposing could reach and top $1 trillion?
Yes, I saw something about a CBO number that came out, and I'm waiting to get more detail on that. But, we're writing these checks, and who's going to pay this money back?
Right. What a mess.